I'm Erin Toner. Members of Dontre Hamilton's family, including his mother, stood on the steps of the federal courthouse in Milwaukee following the DA's announcement Monday. Dontre's brother, Nate, told reporters and protesters that his family has shed tears for too long about what happened 8 months ago in Red Arrow Park.
We're done crying.
Yes, sir.
When injustice comes, we're not gonna cover up injustice with our tears. We're not gonna be, you know, laid back and stay sheltered from justice. We deserve justice.
For months, Hamilton's family has been calling for peaceful protests over Dontre's killing. Monday, Nate said it's no longer the family's job to spread that message. He called on city leaders, including the DA, to be accountable for the community's reactions.
Not any family that has to go through an injustice do we have to tell the people to calm. The people has been calm. The people has not stood up. So when will we stand up?
One of the Hamilton family's attorneys did urge reactions to the DA's decision be peaceful. Jonathan Safran also asked the U.S. attorney in Milwaukee to open a federal investigation into Hamilton's death. Monday afternoon, the agency issued a statement saying it would review the case for possible civil rights violations. Safran ticked off a number of cases here involving black citizens and police officers, including Frank Jude Jr., whom officers severely beat 10 years ago. The attorney also mentioned numerous cases of Milwaukee police conducting illegal body cavity searches.
Milwaukee has had more than its share of cases with claims of excessive force, deaths and civil rights violations at the hands of Milwaukee and other law enforcement officers. When is this going to stop?
After Monday's press conference, several dozen protesters marched away from the federal courthouse through downtown, chanting and shouting Dontre Hamilton's name.
No compromise!
Don't arrest me!
Arrest the police!
I'm Erin Toner, 89.7 WUWM.
Arrest the police!